sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Up ahead to Taylor Kissinger, who finds Stewart with a great pass and another layup. And now a steal on the inbound by Brooke Kissinger. To Jamie, top of the key, three is good.
Tonight, the postseason continues in Kearney with the semifinals of the C-110 Subdistrict Tournament. Game 1 features top-ranked Minden taking on Broken Bow. Game 2 features second-ranked Kearney Catholic tangling with Centura.
High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
On the left wing, Wells looked at the three, but Long was in the face, and pass is stolen away. Squires into the front court, kicks it over on the wing. Teal for three, it's on the way, no good. Rebound, Long. Long puts it back up and scores.
Only one game stands between the last two unbeaten girls teams of the state facing off on Thursday night. Two conference foes stand the way as Broken Bow and Centura look to spoil the party and keep their season alive. It's the C-110 Girls Semifinals coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Kearney High School. It is time for continuing coverage of the 2014 postseason, as tonight it's the semifinals of the C-110 Girls Basketball Subdistrict Tournament. And this subdistrict features the only two undefeated girls basketball teams remaining in the state, and they need to clear that hurdle, as you heard tonight, to face off against each other on Thursday night here at what could be a sold-out Kearney High School Gymnasium. But first, got to get by these conference opponents. There's some familiarity. It's the third meeting of the year, and even though the first two have not been close, you never know what's going to happen here. There have been monumental upsets in the past. That is the one thing that Minden and Kearney Catholic have in their favor. Even if they are upset at any point, they are headed to the state tournament as they are 1-2 in the wild card points. Nobody else wants them to both get upset because that leaves somebody else out in the cold. But Kearney Catholic will play next against Centura. Minden is up first against Broken Bow, a team that they have defeated by 40 points. But again, in 22 games, they've had two games closer than 20 points. Three games, twice with Holdridge and once with Hastings St. Cecilia. Nobody can hang with Minden, but the more you play them, the more you know them, maybe the better chance you have for Broken Bow to at least push them a little bit here tonight. With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Getting underway right now on ESPN 1460. It is the D19 from Kearney Catholic. Just down the hill, it is a Fort Kearney Conference get-together as Overton is getting ready to play Axtell. That will be followed by Wilcox-Hildreth taking on Elm Creek. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, they're about ready to get underway in Minden with Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Donovan Trumbull, followed by Southern Valley taking on Blue Hill. All of those games are also available on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show, including the starting lineups right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. The road to the state tournament begins tonight. But as the Minden fans and the Minden players they know there's only one goal, and they knew there was only one goal from the start of the season. That's not to win every game that they play. That's not to just get to the state tournament. That is to win the state tournament. All the talent that this Minden team has had, they've been to the state tournament. They've been to the finals in volleyball, but they've not been able to get there and play for a state championship in basketball. And everybody believes that they are one of the best teams in the state. The Omaha World Herald has Minden ranked fifth in the all-class top 10, while Kearney Catholic moved in this week at number 10. So regardless of what class you're in, these should be two of the better basketball teams in the entire state of Nebraska. And again, they are the last undefeated teams in the state of Nebraska in girls basketball. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Broken Bow Lady Indians, number 10 is a 5'6" senior, Ashley Kirkpatrick. Number 14 is a 5'8" junior, Jasmine Brooks. Number 23 is a 5'8" junior, Carly Bogie. Number 24 is a 5'5" junior, Rachel Gaston. And number 30 is a 5'8" junior, Krisha Scott. The head coach of the Broken Bow Indians is Bryce King, assisted by Adam Mingus and Candace McGee. Broken Bow 7-16. They did defeat Gibbon last night, 52-33 in the play-in game to make it to tonight's semifinal action. Now for the Minden Lady Whippets, their starting lineup has not changed. Number 20 is a 5'6" junior, Allie Rouse. Number 22, 5'8" senior, Brooke Kissinger. Number 24, 5'11" freshman, Taylor Kissinger. Number 40, 5'9" senior, Jamie Kissinger. And number 45, 5'10" sophomore, Rebecca Stewart. The head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller and Greg Satorius. Minden is a perfect 22-0, ranked number one in the state in Class C1 and number five in the all-class top 10 by the Omaha World Herald. Again, this is the third meeting between the two teams. They played fairly early in the year, and then they met again in the conference tournament with two big wins by Minden in both of those games. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. It's high school basketball action here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's game one of a doubleheader, Minden Broken Bow, followed by Kearney Catholic taking on Centura, and that game will follow at approximately 7:30 here on Classic Hits. Again, the winners will be at 7 o'clock Thursday night, and we will also have that for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. We will be back with more of tonight's New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Mitchell Stein and all the fine folks here at Kearney for their hospitality as we get ready for tonight's high school basketball game between the Broken Bow Indians and the Minden Whippets. For Broken Bow, they have won their last two games against Cozad and Gibbon, but their best stretch of wins, they won four out of five right out of the Christmas holiday break. They beat Gibbon in the holiday tournament, then they beat Gibbon again, Wood River, Stapleton, McPherson County with a loss to Holdridge in between. But since that time, they have won just three games. And at 7-16, that would be one of the things that you would probably notice and look for on their schedule. For Minden, they continue to roll. They are beating teams by 30, 40, more points than that. Their last close game was a 15-point win right before the conference tournament against Holdridge. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we will be back to tip things off between Minden and Broken Bow right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, ready to tip things off here at Kearney High. Chris Morachik crew ready to toss the ball in the air. Broken Bow, the traveling red with the black trim, the home white for Minden and the purple trim. Minden will move from right to left. And Broken Bow from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Christian Scott to jump center for Broken Bow. And Taylor Kissinger to jump center for Minden. The only postseason that the three Kissinger sisters will get to play together. And the opening tip will be controlled here by Minden. Stewart grabs it to Brooke Kissinger, lobs it in the corner to Jamie. A three to start the game is off the front of the rim, no good. The rebound comes out to Allie Rouse, and a second chance for another three. Right corner, Taylor Kissinger, up and in. They shoot and make three-pointers like most teams shoot and make layups, and they will put the pressure on. You got the feeling that Minden does not want to mess around. If they can come out and put this game away early, they will. Stewart steals the ball, goes in for the layup, and scores. Stewart with the steal on the opening possession for Broken Bow. As they'll get the ball into Scott, she's trapped. It's taken away, and Brooke Kissinger goes in for the layup and a foul to go along with it. It'll be hard for the PA man to keep up as quickly as Minden is able to do things offensively. And a timeout, 38 seconds into the game here by Broken Bow, as Brooke Kissinger will be attempting a free throw when we come back. 7:22 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Minden. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back for Brooke Kissinger's chance to complete a three-point play after the steal and bucket. And the free throw spins around and in. And Minden is out 8-0 here, 38 seconds into the ball game. Inbounds pass is going to come in to Krisha Scott. Scott gets it back into the hands of Kirkpatrick across the timeline. They'll break the press, get it underneath, and then the ball knocked out of bounds by Jamie Kissinger just as Bogey was ready to go up for the layup. Minden will so overplay the ball against a team that they figure they can dominate that when Broken Bow gets it down there, they will get looks. They'll be wide open. On the inbounds, here's a pass to Brooks, and Jasmine's going to be fouled right up underneath the hoop. And Rebecca Stewart with the first foul for Minden. And a chance for Broken Bow to get on the board here. Jasmine Brooks will put the first free throw on the way, and it is no good. She'll have a second one coming. Kirkpatrick, the only senior starter here for this Broken Bow team, full of sophomores and juniors. Both out of the Southwest Conference. Brooks' second free throw, a little too strong, and a rebound brought down by Brooke Kissinger. Brooke will push the ball down the middle of the floor, two to the left, two to the right. She'll go by them all, take it to the glass, and score. 5 points here in the first minute for Brooke Kissinger, and it is 10-0. Minden out to the kind of start that they wanted. With the basketball is Gaston. Swings it over the left side to Brooks into the front court. They'll get it into the paint. Kick it out for a spot-up three. Broken Bow's three by Krisha Scott is no good. And the rebound brought down by Brooke Kissinger. Up ahead to Taylor. She's back ahead of everybody, and the layup is good. And Minden doing what they do here in the first 90 seconds of this sub-district semifinal. Across the timeline with it will be Gaston. And as she tries to make a outlet pass into the front court, she's whacked on the arm, and the foul will go against Allie Rouse, her first and the team's second. Broken Bow will throw it in at midcourt, looking for their first points here of the ball game. Not quite 90 seconds in, but already finding themselves in a 12-0 hole as they'll get it out between the circles. Krisha Scott, man-to-man when it is in the half court for the Minden defense. Scott dribbling around, guarded by Brooke Kissinger. Swings it over to the right side. Rouse went for the steal, couldn't get it. Bounce pass to the baseline. Brooks drives in, and she's fouled again. So Jasmine will go to the line and shoot two. And Stewart has just picked up her second personal foul. And waiting to check in for her will be Emily Malcolm. Brooks just missed a couple of free throws moments ago. Last Broken Bow possession. She'll shoot two here. And the first one is on the way, and it is in. So Broken Bow gets their first point of the basketball game. Malcolm in and Stewart out. 6:18 to go here in the first quarter. And the second free throw. Awaiting everybody to get set. And now Jasmine Brooks will put this one on the way. And it is good. So after missing the first two, Brooks gets the next two. 12-2 Minden. Quickly get the inbound up the floor to Taylor Kissinger. Fakes the three. Crossover into the paint. Little off-balance one-hand runner from six is no good. Rebound brought down by Kirkpatrick. And Broken Bow's headed up the right side with Scott. Scott stops on the right side of the key with her dribble. Bounce pass to Brooks. Tries to drive into the paint. Throws through the lane on the left wing. Broken Bow moving the ball well. Get it to Gaston. Gaston leaves it off for a 12-footer. The shot is in and out that time by Boji. And the rebound pulled down by Allie Rouse. Rouse with the outlet to Brooke. Brooke into the front court to Taylor. Open three on the way. That one's too strong, no good. Long rebound comes out to the Indians. And grabbing the loose ball will be Gaston. And the ball knocked out of her hands, but Broken Bow tracks it down. Broken Bow's got to feel like they're playing against 10 defensive players out there, but they do get it into the front court. Spot up for a three. You can tell they've been taught, if you're open, shoot the ball, because we're not going to pass it around a lot. The rebound to Taylor Kissinger. Off the miss three by Scott. And at the other end, Jamie Kissinger will lay it up and in. Jamie, with her first bucket of the ball game, makes it 14-2 Minden. Broken Bow across the timeline. Kick it on the left wing. Nobody guarding Gaston. Gaston tries, missed the short jumper, got it back. Then she has it blocked underneath there by Jamie Kissinger. Out to Brooke, one-on-one. The floater no good. Ball is tipped out. And Broken Bow has another rebound for Boji. Into the front court with it is Kirkpatrick. Stops on the left side and kicks it backwards towards midcourt to Gaston. And so after that initial surge here, Minden has missed a couple of shots, and Broken Bow's been able to get the ball up the floor. Off the screen, driving in. The runner sets on the rim and will not go for Gaston. And the rebound to Taylor Kissinger. Some good looks here for Broken Bow. Just haven't got him to fall as Taylor takes it all the way down. Left-hand scoop shot is good. 7 points here for Taylor, and it is 16-2. Broken Bow throws over the top of the press. They get it to Jasmine Brooks. Brooks into the front court, makes an ill-advised pass. She was wide open but wanted to get it up the floor, and Jamie Kissinger will pick it off and go coast-to-coast. Missed the layup, but Rouse with the follow. No good, and then we're going to get a jump ball. Between Rouse and Scott, and the arrow points the way of Broken Bow. With 4:04 to go here in the first quarter, here comes Addie Woodward and Jenna Denny into the ball game for the Lady Whippets. And Broken Bow will take it out in the backcourt against that full court pressure. Throw it into Kirkpatrick. Ashley trying to get past Jenna. Denny now trapped. Has the ball slapped by Denny and Woodward. Got it back. Now throws it up for grabs because of the pressure. And it's going to be taken away by Taylor Kissinger. And it doesn't matter if there's nobody, two players or four players. She's going to go by them all. And Kissinger with another layup. And another timeout going to be called here by Broken Bow. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. It's Minden 18 and Broken Bow 2. You're listening to the girls' sub-district basketball tournament from Kearney High on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Our timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Broken Bow burning their second timeout here in the quarter. They will sub in Julia Loy, and the ball knocked away. And then Brooke Kissinger trying to fire it up the floor, throws it right back to Broken Bow. So the teams exchange turnovers. Kirkpatrick throws it up ahead to Jade Atkins, who checked in during the timeout. Her bounce pass is going to be kicked. So Broken Bow, Kirkpatrick and Scott remain in there. You've got Loy and Atkins in there along with Bogie, and Broken Bow ball underneath their own hoop. Looking in the paint, nothing there. They've got to go to the outlet. Goes right between two Broken Bow Indians. And they're going to call it over and back here. But I didn't think Broken Bow ever got possession of the basketball, and that's what Coach Bryce King is saying. But it will be chalked up as a turnover. With it is Taylor Kissinger. Comes to the right side of the key, leaves it off for Woodward, up top to Denny. Everybody popping off a screen. A long three for Brooke. It's no good. Rebound comes out of the corner. Broken Bow has it with Jade Atkins. Long pass to break the press, and wide open underneath is going to be Loy. The layup is up. Missed it. Got it back and scored and draws the foul. Julia Loy will have a chance at a three-point play on the first field goal of the evening for Broken Bow. And the foul going to be called on Addie Woodward, her first, and the team's fourth. Again, multiple substitutions. Rebecca Stewart's going to come back in with those two personal fouls. And now trying to complete the three-point play is Julia Loy for the Indians. It's on the way, and it's too strong. Rebound comes down to Stewart. And Rebecca will find Brooke Kissinger. Jamie's in there along with Woodard, and Denny. And trying to force it inside. The ball deflected and taken away. That's the only thing that will displease the Minden coaches is mistakes that they don't normally make. And they don't make very many, that's for sure. With it is Scott. Dribbles to the high post. Pick and roll. Gives it to Brooks. Brooks, no shot. Hands it off. Driving to the hoop. The layup is up and bounces off every piece of iron and will not go in for Jade Atkins. Woodward comes out of there with it. Broken Bow should have at least three more buckets the way that ball's bounced around the cylinder. Here's a two-pointer for Jenna Denny. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Loy. And up the floor comes Broken Bow. So it was 12-0, and we weren't even 2 minutes into the game. But since then, Minden has cooled down a little bit. Broken Bow to Brooks. She'll fire it up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound grabbed underneath by Julia Loy. Kicks it out to Gaston. And Rachel will put it in from 9 feet away. 18-6, Minden, minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. Denny on the low post to Stewart, steps through the double team, fires it up, it's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Brooks. Brooks sandwiched, players on the floor, ball still rolling around, and it finally goes out of bounds off of Minden. Trying to finish it off with a steal. Rouse is going to come back into the ball game for Minden. And Jenna Denny is going to check out. 18-6 Minden, 1:38 to go here in the first quarter of play. Broken Bow with the basketball. Woodard working one-on-one in the backcourt. Atkins will bring it across the timeline. Then trapped and the ball knocked away by Jamie Kissinger. The seventh Broken Bow turnover. Rouse picks it up, gives it to Brooke Kissinger. on the right elbow. She'll fire it underneath to Stewart. The left-hand runner is up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Rebecca Stewart, 20-6. Minden with the lead. On ESPN 1460, Overton leads Axtell at the end of one, 8-6. In the D1 sub-district at the other end, breaking the press. The runner by Brooks from 10, no good. Rouse grabs her fifth rebound here of the first quarter. And here comes Minden. On the right wing is Woodward to Kissinger. Long three for Brooke. It's no good. They are now 1 of 5 from the outside. The rebound coming down to Gaston. Hard to believe you could be shooting less than normal and have 20 points already in the first quarter, but that's what happened to Minden right now. Driving in, Brooks draws another foul. Minden not moving their feet right now in a half-court defense. They're getting dinged for it. Jamie Kissinger with her first personal foul. Fifth foul here the first quarter on Minden. And the third trip to the line for the junior Jasmine Brooks. She's 2 of 4 so far tonight. And the first free throw is on the way. No good. Taylor Kissinger back in for Minden. And Ashley Kirkpatrick for Broken Bow. Don't forget the State High School Wrestling Tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Complete coverage on our network of stations, including live semifinal action beginning at 5 o'clock on Friday night. You know, Quinn Rutt, one of the Minden wrestlers, they've got two qualifiers. He is a district champion. Congratulations to him as Jasmine Brooks hits 1 of 2. And it's now 20-7 Minden with 30 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Crossover dribble, Brooke Kissinger, one-hand floater from 8 feet, up and in. And she now has 7 points in this ball game, 22-7. Broken Bow, oh, they're only 1 foot in bounds. They're in some trouble, but they will throw over the top. Now Kirkpatrick, baseball pass down the floor, gets it to Loy. Over on the wing to Scott, back to Loy, 12-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Taylor Kissinger with 6 seconds. She checks the clock midcourt with 3, throws it down low, but it went through Stewart's hands and out of bounds with just a fraction of a second left on the clock. So that's going to end your first quarter of play here in the C-110 Girls Subdistrict Semifinal. Minden 22 and Broken Bow 7. We'll be back with more basketball after this timeout on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Minden gets the ball to start the second quarter of play, leading it 22-7. Drive the paint, kick it out of the right-hand corner to Jamie Kissinger, who will go back up top to Stewart. Turns around, kicks it out to Brooke, back in the corner to Taylor. Her three-pointer on the way, and it is good. Taylor Kissinger now with 12 points in the first half of basketball. And a steal made, and Taylor goes in for another layup. It's good. Eighth turnover for Broken Bow, and it quickly goes from 22 to 27 points, and this is how the first quarter started. Minden has 7 points in 30 seconds. They get 5 points and less than that here. A three-pointer at the other end for Kirkpatrick of Broken Bow. It's no good. Rebound brought down Taylor Kissinger. That's her fourth. Fires it up ahead to Brooke down the right baseline. Has some room. Has her shot blocked in there by Jasmine Brooks, but it's picked up by Stewart, and she'll lay it up and in. Stewart now with 6 points here in ball game. 29-7 in favor of Minden. Whippets trying to force more turnovers. Morgan Heffley is in the game. She'll fire it across the timeline to Brooks. Top of the key over to the left wing to Gaston. Gaston comes into the lane, fires up a wild shot, no good. Brooks got the rebound, and then a foul called underneath. The Minden fans didn't like that one. And they're right. Taylor Kissinger, a clean block, but the referee was kind of screened out on that one. That'd be one to see on the replay. It looked clean from here anyway. But Jasmine Brooks has found a way to get to the line for the fourth time, and she'll put the free throw up and in. That's the first foul on Taylor. And a second free throw coming up. 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Brooks gets one of two, and Rebecca Stewart will pull down the rebound. 13 rebounds unofficially in that first quarter for Minden, 11 for Broken Bow. Here is Denny starting this quarter, drives into the paint, pulls up from eight, a little strong. Rebound comes down for Gaston, her fourth, tipped away from behind. Players on the floor, we're going to get a jump. The arrow does point the way of Broken Bow, so they'll maintain possession. In that first quarter, Minden had three turnovers, Broken Bow seven. Minden was 1 of 5 from three-point land. Broken Bow 0 of 2 free throws. Broken Bow was 3 of 7. Minden 1 of 1. Here's Jasmine Brooks driving hard to the hoop. Stewart can't really do much because she's got two fouls, and Brooks will lay it up and in. And she's got 6 of the 10 Broken Bow points. At the other end, Taylor Kissinger beats everybody back. And she's got 7 of the quarter, 16 in the first half. Any of these starting basically four. Rouse doesn't go off for a lot of points, but any of the Kissingers or Stewart can get you 20 or more a game. And right now it's Taylor Kissinger's night. When we saw them play Wood River last week, it was Jamie that led the way. And checking in here will be Emily Malcolm for Minden. 31-10, Broken Bow basketball, trying that back cut. Brooke Kissinger is up to the task, though. She got her hand in the passing lane, deflected the ball away, and Minden comes out of there with it. Taylor now brings the ball up the floor, wants to go all the way, has it knocked away from behind. Getting a hand on that was Carly Bogie. The ball ends up going out of bounds off Minden. Good job by Bogie to step in there and just kind of, as she went by her, put the paw out and deflect the ball out of there. Broken Bow basketball. Throw through the double team. Driving in Gaston. Bounce pass underneath. Trying to force the jumper is Bogie. It's in traffic. The ball is loose. And coming out of there with it is going to be Brooke Kissinger. Brooke will push the ball up the floor. And she's going to get hammered as she fires it up from 10 feet away. Minden, when they get 25 feet and in, they could pull up and shoot it at any time. That's what makes them so tough to defend. They look like maybe they're pulling up. Next thing you know, they blow right by you. Fouls on Bogie, her first and only the second team foul on Broken Bow. Brooke Kissinger will go to the line. She has the only free throw attempt for Minden and made it, but this time it's up and no good. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, score updates, and more. Brooke Kissinger hits the second free throw. Makes it 32-10 in favor of Minden. Cruising along here for their 23rd straight victory of the season. Minden made it to state last year, lost to Pierce, the eventual state champion in the opening round. Left elbow with it is going to be Gaston. Gets it into the paint for the turnaround jumper, Bogie. It won't go. Ball bounces out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Broken Bow. Minden thought it was going to be there, so they kind of let it go. But instead, it'll be Indian basketball in front of their faithful and fans that made the trip on the far side of the gym. They were up here last night to watch them beat Gibbon to advance to tonight's game. A team that they've beaten now three times this year. Kirkpatrick gets it inside to Brooks. Brooks puts it up and in and draws the foul. Jasmine Brooks is here to play for Broken Bow. And she's got 5 of the quarter, 8 of the game. This is her 5th trip to the line already. Minden does not usually commit this many fouls, but that is their 7th already of this first half, and we've got 5 minutes to go, and Brooks' free throw is up and in. That's it. Everybody stood around waiting for another free throw, but it's part of a 3-point play, and it's 32-13, as Brooke Kissinger will bring the ball into the front court. Back to Jamie, a top of the key, 3, nothing but net. Second bucket of the ball game for Jamie. And it's 35-13. Broken Bow across the timeline with Krisha Scott now back in. Gives it off to Gaston. Gaston ball fake on Taylor Kissinger. Wraparound pass underneath. The layup rolls off the back of the rim that time for Bogie. The rebound brought down by Taylor. And she's going to be fouled by Bogie. That'll be her 2nd. 4:28 remaining here in the first half. 35-13 Minden. They were out 12-0 before you even got the popcorn salted. We weren't even 2 minutes into the game. Taylor Kissinger across the timeline. Broken Bow settled down over the last 4 minutes, though, of that first quarter. Free throw line jumper by Taylor Kissinger, no good. Rebound brought down by Krisha Scott. Scott will bring it all the way up the floor, try to make the bounce pass ahead to Boji, but it's tipped out of bounds. Rouse back in for Minden. Denny is out. Broken Bow ball underneath their own hoop. Glad you're along with us on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Axtell, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And on the inbounds, Malcolm knocks it away. She's rolling around on the floor, and Minden is going to pick it up. Up the floor they come. Long pass to Taylor Kissinger. To the trailer, the shot. Malcolm hit the front of the rim. She got her own rebound momentarily, and then it's going to be yanked out of there by Gaston. And here comes Broken Bow. Across the timeline with it is Boji. Boji knocked out of her hands by Jamie Kissinger. A race for the ball. Jamie wins it, but it's 1-on-3, so she kicks it back out. 12th turnover for Broken Bow. Brooke Kissinger into the lane. Again, that one-hand runner down the middle is no good. Rebound yanked out of there by Scott. Up ahead, they'll go to Brooks. It's 2-on-3. Brooks trying to beat Malcolm back, and Malcolm's going to be calling for the foul. That'll be the second on Emily. But if there's a good foul, that's a good foul. And Jasmine Brooks is back to the line to shoot two free throws, trying to set some kind of a record for most free throw attempts and a half. If Little Caesars drops a pizza off at the free throw line for her, I'm going to be a little suspicious. The free throw's up, but it's in. 35-14. This will be her 11th free throw attempt of the first half. She's 6 of 10 so far. Brooks' second free throw. That's off the mark, and the rebound brought down by Stewart, her third. 35-14, Minden. 3:20 to go here in the first half of play. Brooke Kissinger works by one, works by two, takes it in with the left hand and scores. And now Brooke joins Taylor in double figures with 10 points. 37-14. Now Minden kind of taking some of that full court pressure off. Bringing it up is Scott. She'll take the runner on the right side, use the glass, and score. Krisha with her first bucket of the basketball game. To the other end, sprint to Stewart. Stewart lays it up and scores. And a timeout on the floor going to be called here by Minden to take a little bit of a breather with 2:53 to go here in the first half of play. It is Minden 39 and Broken Bow 16. You're listening to the C-110 semifinals of sub-district basketball. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here on Classic Hits. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Minden cruising along, 39-16 over Broken Bow. Broken Bow, it's hard to say they're hanging with them, but they're not playing that bad. Brooks comes in. She got some contact. The shot ricochets off the glass. No good. Got her own rebound. Puts it back up. No good. And then they're going to call Broken Bow over the back. It's going to go on Julia Loy, her first and the fourth team foul on Broken Bow. Minden has their original five starters in there, all three Kissingers, Stewart and Rouse, as they bring it up with 2:20 to go here in the first half. And off the screen, we've got a hip stuck out. And the foul's going to go on Jade Atkins of the Indians. That'll be her first. And Minden will take it out in front of the Broken Bow bench. Jamie Kissinger to throw it in, out towards midcourt to Brooke. She'll spread it so she can go either right or left. Comes to the right, gives it off to Rouse. Wanted to throw it back to Jamie, but Jamie cut, and the ball goes out of bounds. First turnover of the quarter, fourth of the game for Minden. So Broken Bow will take advantage now with Ashley Kirkpatrick bringing it up with the left hand. Fires it back over to the right side to Krisha Scott. Scott out between the circles, goes over to the top of the key to Jade Atkins into the left-hand corner to Loy. Loy skips it back up top. Rouse went for the steal, didn't quite get it. Kirkpatrick does grab it. And then a reach-in foul going to be called on Taylor Kissinger. Her second and the ninth team foul. So another 1-1 coming up here for the Indians. And at the line will be Jade Atkins. She's looking for her first points. And back in for the Indians will be Carly Bogie and Rachel Gaston. Again, the winner advances on to the 7 o'clock final on Thursday against either Kearney Catholic or Centura. And the free throw is on the way, too strong for Atkins. Stewart will run down the rebound in the corner, her fourth. Gives it to Jamie Kissinger. She is not guarded, brings it up the front court to Taylor, and thought about the three, shuffled the feet, a walk. Right back over to Broken Bow. It was 22-7 at the end of one. A 17-9 advantage here in the second quarter for Minden. They lead it 39-16. Bounce pass over to Atkins, way out on the right side, tried to force it into the corner, and a nice steal made by Jamie Kissinger. She held her ground, knocked the ball back into the court of play, and up the floor come the Whippets. Over to Taylor, seam all the way to the hoop. It's open. She'll lay it up with the left hand and score. And Kissinger with the exact same score line in both quarters. Started both quarters with a three and followed it up with three ducks. And that means 9 in each quarter, 18 in the game. High post with it is Bogie. Swings it over to Atkins. Starts the drive, pulls up from 8 and hits. Jade Atkins with her first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 41-18 as the teams exchange buckets. 1 minute to go before halftime. Stewart on the post right side, dribbles around the defender, reverse layup, hit the rim, got it back, fade away, off balance, no good. Rebound brought down by Bogie. Up ahead with a long pass, they'll go to Atkins. Atkins all the way to the low block, then doesn't have anywhere to go and ends up throwing it away. Ends up in the hands of Jamie Kissinger. She's out ahead of the pack, and she's going to be fouled and scores. Trying to get the hard foul, Jade Atkins. She got a lot of shoulder and not a whole lot of basketball, and Atkins will get her second personal foul, and Jamie Kissinger a chance to complete the three-point play. This will be her first free throw of the ball game. Here comes Malcolm and Denny back in for Minden. As Minden is up by 25 here, trying to extend that before the half. And the free throw by Jamie Kissinger rattles in and out, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bogie. And Broken Bow brings it up for what will probably be their final possession of the half. 30 seconds to go. Scott looking for a cutter. Push it off, and coming to grab the ball is Gaston. She's all the way out at center court. Fires it over on the left wing to Loy. Loy comes hard to the high post. Now kicks it off to Atkins. Back over the right-hand corner to Scott. Pester there in the corner by Brooks Kissinger. Passes it underneath. Little jumper off the iron. No good that time by Bogie. The rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Outlet pass into the front court. And with a second to go, a foul called on Broken Bow will send Emily Malcolm to the line. Second foul on Loy. There's 0.4 of a second remaining. And so Malcolm will go to the line to shoot two, and then we'll go to halftime with Minden in control. The first of the two free throws is no good. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw now for Malcolm is on the way. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Loy, and that is halftime. Minden 43, Broken Bow 18. We'll be back with more after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 to the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is halftime, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At halftime, it's Minden 43 and Broken Bow 18. On ESPN 1460, it is Overton 19, Axtell 17 at the half in the D19, and the C28 going on down at Minden. They are at halftime. It is St. Cecilia 27 and Donovan Trumbull 10. One other game going on for the Broken Bow fans, Stewart leading Anselmo Myrna 35-7 at halftime. Coming up next, it'll be Kearney Catholic taking on Centura. The Lady Stars, the only other unbeaten team in the state, along with Minden, regardless of class. They are 23-0 on the season, the Stars are. And they will be taking on a Centura team that is 17-7, started the year 2-4. Since then, they are 15-3. The loss is coming to Aurora, Ravenna in the conference tournament by 2, and then to Kearney Catholic 1 week ago tonight. Now, the score was 60-38. But as Coach Rick Petrie will tell you, it was not indicative of the way that game was played. The second quarter, Kearney Catholic outscored them 23-6, I believe it was. And that was the difference in the basketball game. They got that lead in the second quarter, or second half, was played pretty even. And, of course, as the coaches will tell you, when you've got that cushion, you can play with a little bit more relaxation. And that's the way that Centura looks at it. But there's been quite the battle and some great games over the years between Coach Mettenbrink's Centurions and Coach Petrie's Stars, and they would like nothing better than to knock the Stars off tonight. But what a task it is in front of Centura. You're 17-7, which would win a ton of sub-districts across the state and make you the number one seed. Here you're the 3 seed, and you have to beat the number 2 and the number 1 teams in the state just to keep your season alive. So that's what's coming up for Centura, and that game will tip off a little after 7:30 tonight here on Classic Hits. Then the winners will meet on Thursday at 7 here on Classic Hits. The gates will open, and again, there's the anticipation that it could be 1-2. The gates will open at 5:30 Thursday, and expect a full house coming up on Thursday night, especially if Minden and Kearney Catholic do end up meeting. 43-18 Minden at the half. We'll be back with some of the numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for our first girls semifinal night. First off, for Broken Bow, Ashley Kirkpatrick has 1 rebound. Jasmine Brooks is the leading scorer, 10 points. She is 6 of 11 from the free throw line. She's got 3 rebounds and a block shot. Carly Bogey has 3 rebounds and a block. Rachel Gaston, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Jade Adkins, 2 points and a rebound. Krisha Scott, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Julia Loy, 2 points and 4 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second quarter. Free throws, 3 of 7 in the first quarter, 3 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Indians, 0 of 2 in the first and 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 7 in each quarter. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Bogey, Adkins, and Loy. Broken Bow had 7 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, the Indians have 18 points, 20 rebounds, 6 of 13 from the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 14 turnovers. And folks, just keep in mind the 18 points here in the first half, they scored 18 total the first meeting with Minden and 20 the second time. So this is way better first half than they had in the first two meetings despite the deficit. For Minden, Addie Woodward has a rebound. Allie Rouse, 5 rebounds. Brooke Kissinger, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Taylor Kissinger, a game-high, 18 points, 5 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger, 7 points, a rebound, and a block. And Rebecca Stewart, 8 points and 5 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, but 1 of 5 in the second. And as far as the 3-point shooting, Minden was 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 2 of 2 in the second quarter of play. Turnovers, 3 in the first, 2 in the second. Foul situation, Stewart, Malcolm, and Taylor Kissinger all have 2. Minden scored 22 points in the first quarter. They were up 12-0 less than 2 minutes into the game. They had 21 points in the second quarter. And at the half, Minden has 43 points, 19 rebounds, 2 out of 6 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 5 turnovers. Minden is undefeated at 22-0, the top-ranked team in the class, 5th in the all-class rankings, and they lead Broken Bow at the half by a score of 43-18. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with the second half of our C-110 Girls Semifinal on Classic Hits after this timeout.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, if you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork, just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. One other game that has already finished up. Bertrand beat Loomis tonight over at Lexington in the D2 action, 51-33. Minden will get the ball to start the second half, and Jamie Kissinger drives into the paint, had nowhere to go, and before she could kick it out, they're going to call her for the travel, so Minden will turn it over on the opening possession here of the second half. Back over to Broken Bow. Minden's not going to put pressure on right away. We'll see if they do after some made hoops. Over to Jasmine Brooks standing at the top of the circle. Hands it off to Scott. Scott drives, tries to get to the baseline. Her shot does not go. Rebecca Stewart will grab her 6th rebound. Outlet to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke pushes it up with the left hand. Over to Taylor. Taylor's 3 on the way. High Archer brings down Rain and brings down 3. 21 points for Taylor Kissinger, as if you couldn't hear that. Sometimes I wonder if we could just set the microphone down and let them tell you what's happening at some of the high school games. 47-18. And Broken Bow turns it over. That'll be their 15th of the ball game. Minute across with Brooke Kissinger. Again, they're up by 29. If they get up by 40 again, you've got that running clock. They've done that a lot this year. Taylor Kissinger's three is no good. Tried for back-to-back. The rebound brought down by Kirkpatrick. Fires it into the front court to Krisha Scott. Scott will walk it across the timeline, get a high pick from Brooks, but Brooke Kissinger gets right through it. Picking up the dribble, they'll get it to Brooks. Brooks comes into the paint. One more pass underneath. The shot is going to be blocked. The jump ball will be called. Jamie Kissinger blocking the shot of Bogey. The arrow points the way of Broken Bow. And so they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. They'll line up vertical along the baseline and break on the ball slap into the corner. They'll fire a three-pointer. It's up and no good by Bogey. And the rebound brought down by Stewart, her seventh. Long outlet pass to Taylor Kissinger to the Chandler Jamie. Her three-pointer in transition is no good. Skids off the backside of the iron and all the way to the crowd. Out of bounds. Stewart tried to get to it, but just ended up greeting some people here in the Minden side of the court. So Broken Bow will take it back over. 46. Well, it looks like they changed that, huh? They're going to make that a two-point bucket. We'll see what exactly it is. So it is a three-pointer. Yeah, 43 goes to 46. Broken Bow with the ball. Inbounds. Bogey puts the jumper up. Won't go for. Ball slapped around. Ends up in the hands there of Gaston. Gaston tries to come inside. Stewart with a powerful block. Then ends up taking the ball away. Up to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke across the timeline. Gets by Brooks. Back out to Taylor. Taylor nearly walks with the ball, and then she has it taken away. Steal made by Scott. Scott gets it into the front court, coast to coast. The runner is up. It's in. Nice play all the way around by Krisha Scott. The steal took it down on Brooke Kissinger, put it up over her extended arm. Now Taylor for three off transition. It's no good. And nobody has to grab the rebound out of bounds. Again, we tell you, it's kind of the new way they play basketball. Minden had numbers, but they'll pull up and shoot the three. They could have attacked the hoop, but they're so good at shooting the three, they figure even if they miss it, they'll probably get the offensive rebound. It just didn't work out the last couple of times, and Broken Bow going to be called for a travel in the half court. 5:33 to go, third quarter, Minden 46 and Broken Bow 20. Kearney Catholic and Centura will be next. Around 7:30, maybe a few minutes after, depending on how this plays out. Rouse to the high post to Taylor Kissinger. Each penetrator getting a little closer out to Brooke for another long three, but now they've missed four in a row. Rebound run down by Jamie in the left-hand corner. She'll spread it out to Rouse. Allie fires it over to Taylor. Taylor off the pick, actually ran into Rouse. Keeps on going. Beautiful bounce pass underneath to Stewart, and Rebecca will lay it in and in. It's good. 10 points for Stewart on the assist from Taylor Kissinger. 48-20 as the Indians bring it across the timeline. Once again, it's Scott who has their only points here in the half. Gives it off to Gaston. Gaston to the right side of the lane. The leaner up, no good. Rebound Stewart, somehow knocked out of her hand. She thought there was a foul, didn't get it. Shot no good. Rebound Bogey. Bogey has her shot blocked by Jamie Kissinger again and taken away. And on the way up the floor, we've got a hand check foul on Broken Bow. It's going to go on Bogey. That'll be her third and the first foul of the half on either team. Jenna Denny is in for Minden. And even with this large lead, Coach Cremosta has not went deeper than eight players on his bench so far. With 4:40 to go in the third quarter, Brooke Kissinger shakes and bakes, drives down, puts the runner up on the left side, no good. Off of Stewart and out of bounds. So for Minden's usual pace, they've only got two buckets here so far in the third quarter. But that's more than Broken Bow's one. 48-20. Minden the lead, 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. Scott into the front court, gives it to Gaston. Gaston back up top, Brooks. Stewart comes out on her. Brooks, the leading scorer, will start to drive, pull up at the left elbow, fire it up, no good. Rebound to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke up the floor. Brooks tries to knock it away from behind, and Brooks fouls Brooke. And the foul on Jasmine Brooks will be her first, and it'll be Minden taking it out in front of their own bench. Jamie Kissinger to throw it in. And Brooke will dribble it over to the left side of the key. Down the lane. Nice pass backwards to Stewart. Stewart will put it up and in, and a foul to go along with it. So Stewart, the benefactor of two great passes to get a couple of layups, and now a chance at a three-point play. This will be her first free throw of the contest. And the foul ends up going on Bogey, and that is her fourth. So she'll check out, and Julia Loy will check in. Stewart now to try and complete the three-point play. It's on the way, and it is good. That's 5 1/4 and 13 in the game, making it 51-20. Minden, 4 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Again, Overton and Axtell currently on ESPN 1460. Hastings St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull on the breeze, 94-5. Drive in by Loy, short jumper again. Clanks off the back of the rim, no good. Jamie Kissinger grabs the rebound. Up to Brooke, thinking about the three, taking the three, in and out with the three. Rebound, Stewart right underneath, powers it back up and in, and draws the foul. So the threes aren't falling, and Stewart's there to clean up the trash. And she's looking for her eighth point of the quarter right here. The foul is on Loy. That'll be her third. So now a chance to extend the lead even more. Stewart's free throw is too strong, and the rebound grabbed by Jasmine Brooks, who has been much more quiet here in the second half than she was in the first. Broken Bow brings the ball across, and a timeout will be called. 3:27 remaining here in the third quarter of play. It's Minden 53 and Broken Bow 20. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Out of the Broken Bow timeout, it will be Indians basketball. Trailing 53-20, playing their final game of the season. Try a pick and roll here with Brooks. She runs into Rebecca Stewart. The ball comes loose, and let's see where the foul is called. It's going to go on Minden. Brooke Kissinger, her first foul of the game, and the first foul of the half here on the Whippets. 3:13 to go, third quarter. Broken Bow ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it in to Kirkpatrick on the left side of the key, up to Brooks. Bounce pass over to Gaston. Gaston starts the drive. Rebecca Stewart's there to try to block the shot, but she kind of lunged at her, and a foul will be called. Stewart had two early ones, and this will be her third. So two free throws coming up here for Rachel Gaston. Her first trip to the line, and she'll shoot two. Has one bucket, six rebounds, according to the book. Free throw up and good. Just the third point, though, here of the half for Broken Bow. Rouse back in for Minden, and Stewart is going to check out. Second free throw now for Rachel Gaston of the Indians. Takes some time, fires it up. It's good. She'll hit them both. 4 points for Gaston. 53-22, Minden. 3 minutes to go here. Denny's wide open for a three, so she'll cast it up there. No good. Minden has missed six in a row from outside. Rebound to Julia Loy. Outlet pass to Gaston. She'll bring it into the front court. Between the circles, start left. Now roll right. Give it to Kirkpatrick. Guarded by Jamie Kissinger. To the right elbow, Loy. Left-hand dribble comes in. Has it blocked out of there by Taylor Kissinger. And up the floor, Brooke finds Denny and couldn't handle it. She was going in, going to catch it and shoot it. And she came down on her wrong foot, just kind of lost balance. And it was never meant to be. Minden gives it right back. So Broken Bow will get another crack here on the offense. Coming in at 7-16. We're going to have an illegal screen set here by Jasmine Brooks. Sticking the hip out there. And you could tell the bowling ball into the pin's effect. They all kind of bounced off of each other, and that was an easy call for our referee. So Minden's got the ball up by 31 with 2:25 to go. Brooke Kissinger just pulls up for a straightaway three. Again, it will not go. Of course, playing in a new venue, sometimes that takes getting used to. All that matters is Thursday right now for Minden. They can miss as much as they want now. They want them to go in on Thursday against the winner of the Kearney Catholic Centura game, which is next. Here's a nice bounce pass down low. Brooks gets free for her first bucket of the second half. She's got a dozen points. Pass break the other way. Taylor Kissinger takes the pass and scores. That's 23 for Taylor, and it makes it 55-24. So Broken Bow scored but didn't have time to enjoy it. Indians with the ball. Krisha Scott to Brooks. Tries to fire it to Kirkpatrick. She grabs it, can't get a shot away, gives it off to Gaston. Her short jumper is too strong. Taylor Kissinger with her sixth rebound. Up to Jamie. Jamie with the left-hand floater. Again, well contested that time by Scott. The ball ends up in the hands of Brooks Kissinger. She'll come in, and the foul will send her to the line for two. Brooks is 2 of 3 at the line. 10 points all in the first half. Fouls on Julia Loy. So she has 4. Boji has 4. And that's the 6th foul here of the third quarter after getting 6 total in the first half. Free throw by Brooks Kissinger is up and in. Stewart's back in, and for Broken Bow, it's Morgan Heffley, and Whitney Wallace will come in with a minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. The free throw rolls around, and Brooke Kissinger hits them both. She's got 12. Makes it 57-24. Minden now with their largest lead. At the end of 3, Overton 37, Axtell 31. Another good battle between those two in the sub-districts. And Broken Bow gets their feet tangled up, travels with the ball. At the end of 3, St. Cecilia 45, Donovan Trumbull 21. That's on the breeze, 94.5. The D1 action between Overton and Axtell to be followed by Elm Creek, and Wilcox Hildreth is on ESPN 1460. Brooks Kissinger drives, throws it back over her shoulder to Stewart. Stewart with the layup, and now 9 in the quarter, 17 in the game for Rebecca Stewart. One of those was an offensive rebound. The other 3 buckets this quarter were all on great passes from the Kissingers. 59-24, leader in the lane, a little off balance that time from Wallace. Hits the heel, no good. Brooke Kissinger has the rebound, looking to go coast-to-coast. Crossover, lays it up with the right hand and scores. Timeout will be called by Minden so they can sub in with 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play with the score 61-24, Minden leading Broken Bow here on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
44 seconds remaining here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, and Minden in the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Broken Bow with the ball. Jamie Kissinger knocked it away and then now is able to steal it away. Throws it to the other end to Rouse, to Brooks Kissinger. Goes around a defender, has it knocked off of her and out of bounds. Getting the hand on that was Morgan Heffley. And Minden turns it over for the 9th time here this evening. 27 seconds remaining in quarter number 3. And up the floor with it come the Indians, looking for another bucket. Kirkpatrick stops on the right side of the key. Up top, she'll go to Loy. Loy lobs it inside. There's Wallace. She's fouled. The ball flies up and lands on the front of the rim, but it won't go in. Foul is on Brooke Kissinger, her second, but it will be a shooting foul. And Whitney Wallace, the sophomore, gets a chance to get in the score column with 2 charity tosses in the first one here for Wallace. Is on the way, and it rolls in. 61-25, Minden just continuing, pulling away a little bit at a time. A little more, a little more. Second free throw on the way, and that one's off the iron, no good. And Stewart will grab her 10th rebound, double-double now, 17 points, 10 rebounds for Stewart. Brooks Kissinger with four, puts it up, and a charging foul, and hitting the floor hard is Whitney Wallace. She smacked the back of her head, and she's going to get up, but says she's okay. Brooke knew that she needed to get the ball up the floor quickly, and I don't even think she saw her. So 3 seconds remaining here in the quarter. We'll see if Broken Bow can even get anything chucked up from half court. They'll throw it into Gaston. Minden will just go ahead and let them throw it up from half court. And it is off the back of the glass. No good. That's the end of the third quarter of play. It's Minden 61, Broken Bow 25. You're listening to the C-110 Sub-District Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Well, Minden didn't shoot the ball particularly well there in the third quarter of play, missing their last 7 3-pointers. They're 4 of 15, but they are cruising along nonetheless by a score of 61 to 25. And to start the fourth quarter, Brooke Kissinger is just going to drive, score, and draw the foul. Foul is going to be on Jasmine Brooks, her third. And for Brooke, she's now got 16 points in the basketball game. 23 for Taylor, 7 for Jamie, and 17 for Rebecca Stewart. As the free throw is up, and it is in, and Jenna Denny comes in after just 7 seconds. Allie Rouse must have got winded in that 7 seconds there. Make it 64-25. So if Minden gets one more point, that'll be that 40 points with a continuous clock. Broken Bow, we'll try not to let that happen. Into Brooks, she steps around, but they're going to call her for the walk. 19 turnovers for Broken Bow, 9 for Minden. Broken Bow's led by Jasmine Brooks with 12. Nobody else with more than 4 for the Broken Bow Indians. Brooke Kissinger brings the ball into the front court, hands it off to Taylor on the left wing, drives to the high post, over to Jamie. 3 in the right corner is good. And the 3-pointer by Jamie Kissinger gives her 10, and that makes it 67-25. So after getting 18 in the first half, Broken Bow slowing down a little bit here. Jamie goes for the steal, but it's going to roll out of bounds. And Coach Rick Cremosa going to start to sub a little bit more. Here's Josie Mattson in. No need to leave your starters in. You got a game on Thursday. This is where everything's important. Jamie Kissinger will come out. And the Minden fans just building it to a fever pitch. Maybe a preview of the state final on Thursday if Kearney Catholic wins tonight. Here's Jasmine Brooks. Nice back cut pass to her there from Scott. Kicks it out of the wing. The jumper no good by Gaston. Rebound will be grabbed by Denny. And Jenna will get it up to Taylor Kissinger. Taylor surveys the floor. Kicks it in the left-hand wing to Madsen. And they'll quickly get it back up top. Brooke brings it to the free throw line. Goes to the baseline to Taylor. Comes through with the reverse layup and scores. 25 for Taylor Kissinger. And it's 69-25. Krisha Scott into the front court for Broken Bow. Bounce pass. They try to spread it. It's going to be taken away by Taylor Kissinger. Up the floor to Stewart. Stewart back to Brooks. She'll lay it up and in. Timeout, Minden. They'll sub more girls in. And the starters are pretty much done with 6:03 to go in a game. 71-25 Minden. We'll be right back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. you'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And again, I want to say thanks to Mitch Stein here, athletic director at Kearney High. We'll be here for all the girls and boys games in the sub-districts this week and next. We're down to 6 minutes to go. As expected, it's all Minden. 71-25 over Broken Bow. Broken Bow with a basketball. Gaston up top. Three-pointer by Bogey off the front of the rim. No good. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a tie-up. Arrow points the way of Minden. Emily Malcolm jumped on top of that one to get the ball back over. Oh, excuse me. I guess it's going to be Broken Bow. I had not marked down the fourth quarter, so it is Broken Bow basketball. They'll lob it in to Brooks. Blocked and taken away by Taylor Kissinger. Taylor will push it up with a left-hand dribble. Cross it over. Brooks goes for the steal, still battling. Taylor had to go back and get it. And finally, ball is knocked away, and Broken Bow's going to have it up the floor. Gaston takes it in but hit the front of the rim. And Taylor Kissinger will grab the rebound. That'll be her eighth of the game. To Denny, into the front court to Rouse. Down to the post to Malcolm. Trying to work inside, kicks it back out to Rouse. Also out there is Josie Madsen. Long three, Taylor Kissinger. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Kirkpatrick. 4:40 remains in the game. Don't forget at the end, the Misco Sports postgame show. Lob it down to Bogey. Her shot no good. Rebound, Brooks, she'll put it up and in. Jasmine now with 14 Brooks. Points of the game and the first points of the fourth quarter here for Broken Bow, 71-27. Taylor Kissinger stops at the top of the key, shoots a three-pointer. It's no good, follows her shot, got it, back up and in. 27 now for Taylor Kissinger, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks for the freshman. As Broken Bow will put it in the hands of Krisha Scott, playing out the string here. Gives it off to Brooks. Jasmine down the left side of the lane, and she'll be fouled as she goes to the hoop. Foul will be on Emily Malcolm, her third, and the fifth team foul. And at the line to shoot two will be Jasmine Brooks. Brooks was 6 of 11 at the free throw line in the first half. This will be her first free throw of the second half, and it's right through there. 15 points for Brooks. And Broken Bow subbing in. Minden subbing in. Let's see who we've got for Minden. First off, Lily Steen and Janae Boudreau are in there, along with Denny, Malcolm, and Madsen. Second free throw rattles around, won't go. Rebound brought down by Malcolm. Outlet pass to Denny. Denny sprints into the front court, gets it down low to Steen. Steen kicks it back out, and it's going to be taken away by Jasmine Brooks. Brooks will give it off to Scott. Into the game again is Heffley. Get it down low to Brooks, and it looks like a hand check foul. Going to be called here on Minden.
Personal foul off the women's number 23.
Goes on Jenna Denny. Her first and a sixth team foul. So it will be Broken Bow ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it out on the right wing to Heffley. Back into corner. Trying to drive, nothing there. They wanted to lob it inside to Lloyd. It's going to be taken away. Steal made by Emily Malcolm. Give it to Denny. Denny pushes it up the floor with 2.5 to go to Manson into the front court. Now Denny brings it to the right side. Gives it off to Boudreau. Boudreau in the corner to Steen. Back to Boudreau. Back out top, Denny. Swings it over to Manson. Manson up top to Malcolm. Malcolm looking for some help. Back over to Denny. Drives in, over to Steen, nearly out of bounds, but she saves it. Underneath to Madsen, and a foul going to be called on Broken Bow. And it's going to go on Morgan Heffley, her first. And in for Broken Bow, they're going to clear the bench out here. We see Shelby Lemberg check in, Charmaine Pop, Michaela Stamp, and also Jade Atkins, who we had seen earlier. And staying in the game will be Julia Loy. 1-1 coming up for Josie Manson. And the free throw is on the way. It's good. Minute and a half to go. Clock running with the score at 74-28. Minden will go to 23-0 and play Thursday night at 7. Second free throw up. And good. So Manson hits them both. Amazingly enough, those are the first 2 points from somebody outside the Big Four, the Kissingers and Stewart. That's the first points by anybody else tonight. And it's 75-28, a minute to go. With it is Atkins for Broken Bow. Jade has used her dribble, needs some help. Finally, to avoid the five-second call, throws it up. It's picked off there by Malcolm. Up ahead to Denny. Gives it off to Boudreaux. Denny into the paint. She'll take the jumper from 10. It's contested. The shot no good. Poked out of bounds. And it will be Minden ball. Manson will throw it in. Maybe one more chance here for Minden to add. They'll fire it underneath to Malcolm, and her short jumper is up and in. Emily with her first bucket. 25 seconds to go. Into the front court with it is Lemberg. Lemberg gives it off to Loy. Loy inside. Short turnaround jumper. Ball knocked away in there by Boudreaux. Boudreaux forces the steal. 10 seconds to go. Up to Manson. Manson back to Denny. Denny fires the three. No good. Rebound brought down by Loy, and that is the basketball game. The final score, Minden 77, Broken Bow 28. Broken Bow will end the season at 7-17. Minden will advance on to the sub-district final with a perfect 23-0 mark, their third win of the season over Broken Bow. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Welcome back to Kearney High, everyone, with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, with a great selection to choose from, you'll always get your game on at Misco's. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Minden, 77, and Broken Bow, 28. Kearney Catholic and Centura coming up next. We expect the tip time there just after 7:40 right here on Classic Hits and Platte River Preps. As far as the final stats of our ball game for Broken Bow, they were led by Jasmine Brooks tonight. She had 15 of their 28 points, 6 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Ashley Kirkpatrick had 3 rebounds. Carly Bogie had 4 rebounds and a block. Rachel Gaston, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Jade Atkins, 2 points and a rebound. Krisha Scott, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Whitney Wallace had 1 point. And Julia Loy, 2 points, 6 rebounds. 20 rebounds in the first half, 9 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 13 in the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 14 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Broken Bow had 18 points at halftime. They scored 10 of the second half. And the Indians finished with 28 points, 29 rebounds, 10 out of 19 at the free throw line, 0 of 5 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 23 turnovers. Broken Bow suffers their third loss of the season to Minden and ends the year with a record of 7 and 17. And they'll say goodbye to seniors Ashley Kirkpatrick, Morgan Heffley, and Julia Loy. We'll be back with the final numbers for Minden after this timeout.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Minden, who had the Big Four score 73 of their 77 points tonight. Addie Woodward did have one rebound. Josie Madsen hit a couple of free throws. Allie Rouse had 5 rebounds. Brooke Kissinger, 19 points, 5 rebounds. Jenna Denny, 1 rebound. Big game tonight was by the freshman Taylor Kissinger, 27 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Jamie Kissinger, 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Rebecca Stewart, 17 points, 10 rebounds, and a block. And Emily Malcolm, 2 points, 1 rebound. 19 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 6 of 7 in the second half. Three-point shooting was a little off tonight for the Whippets. 3 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Minden had 43 points at halftime. They scored 34 in the second half. And they finish with 77 points, 35 rebounds, 8 out of 13 at the free throw line, 5 of 19 from three-point land, 6 blocks, 11 turnovers, and Minden remains perfect, 23-0 with a 77-28 win over Broken Bow. They'll advance on to play the Kearney Catholic Centura winner Thursday night at 7 here at Kearney High, also here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also a reminder, if you're coming to the game on Thursday, they will open the gates at 5:30 for an anticipated full house here at Kearney High. Elsewhere tonight, it was St. Cecilia beating Donovan Trumbull 57-30. Stewart a winner over Anselmo Myrna 59-29. Bertrand was a winner over Loomis tonight 51-33 in earlier action. Arapahoe beat Alma 54-32. Deschler over Heartland 54-29. Giltner, in a closer one than maybe you would think, beating Kennesaw 51-43. And those are the area scores for tonight. Don't forget that the Axtell-Overton game just wrapping up on ESPN. And then that'll be followed by Wilcox-Hildreth and Elm Creek. We'll take about a 10-minute break, 12-minute break, and be back with Kearney Catholic Centura on the 18th birthday of Mackenzie Smith of the Kearney Catholic Stars. Her birthday present is to stay undefeated. We want to thank all the fine sponsors and say once again, you've been listening to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show, Minden 77, Broken Bow 28.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.